Good morning and welcome to Versailles Baptist Church. And we thank Crystal for opening up our service with the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And we thank Justin Whitmer, a fine young man of our church, reading our scripture reading this morning from John chapter 15, 11 through 13. This is Memorial Day weekend, and we honor and remember all of those who have served in our military in the past years and our present as well. And I would remind you to, when you see someone wearing a cap or some kind of symbol that they have served in our military in some form, to walk up to them and just say, thank you for your service. It means a lot to them, and it'll be a blessing to you as well. So we thank you for listening to us this morning on our live video, live stream recorded worship service. And we hope to be back in full stream at some point in time in a few weeks to come. And we will let you know when that will happen. We'll keep you informed by our phone tree or by some type of communication so that you will know exactly when we will be resuming and continuing our worship service together. And we hope to continue our live stream recording as well, so you who do not attend our church and listen from another place, another state, we welcome you to always join us on this Sunday morning as well. As we go to the Lord in prayer, may we pray and remember what this day, our day of worship together of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and this special tribute and remembrance of our people who served many years ago and our present day as well. May we pray. Father God, we thank you for this beautiful, beautiful day as we come together in your name to worship you, to honor you, Lord, and to give you glory for all you are, all you stand for, what you mean to our lives, providing salvation for everyone in this world. And Lord, we also remember this is Memorial Day weekend, and we thank you for all those who have served our nation, our country, faithfully over the years and presently. And Lord, we thank you that we live in a free nation such as the United States, where we can serve and worship our Lord and Savior without any restrictions. And we thank you, Lord, that you have provided us with all that we have throughout these years, and continue will strive to live up to the faithfulness and the standards, Lord, from your word, as we continue to serve and worship you. Lord, we praise you and we thank you. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. My message this morning is entitled, A Prayer for Help, Hope Given. And it's from Isaiah chapter 51, 9 through 16, a continuation from last week, from Isaiah chapter 51, 1 through 8. And it's kind of a continuation of what Isaiah is giving the children of Israel, hope for the future, hope for the present, and to remember their past as we, in some ways, remember those on this Memorial Day weekend, remember those who have served faithfully throughout the years and brought us to where we are now in our nation. So if you'll follow along with me in our scripture reading. But first of all, in our text, God is called upon to demonstrate his strength, as in the days of old, that his people's sorrow might become joy. And that's what Isaiah is moving towards. Remove the sorrow in your life. Remember God's faithfulness, and he will bring joy in your life. So then God tells his people not to be afraid of what men could do, but to remember the power of their Creator. And our Creator is our Heavenly Father, God. And He restores hope in His people, no matter who or what stands in their way. So, when you think about security, our security comes to the redeemed from the Creator of life. Go to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So He is the Creator of all things. So instead of fearing that anything would take your security away, Isaiah says, trust in the power that sets free the captives and provides for His own. So the Lord is the one who achieves what cannot be broken. Now, first of all, follow along with me, beginning with verses 9 through 11. So, Isaiah says there is a plea for help. So, the arm, as you'll see here in this verse 9, or strength of the Lord, is addressed directly here in verse 9. When Isaiah says, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. There is that arm of the Lord. Awake in the days of old, the generations of long ago, was not thou who cast Rahab in pieces or cut her in pieces, who pierced the dragon, who's referring to Rahab. So the revealing of the Lord's arm is revealing of His power, again in verse 9. So it says in verse 9, an appeal of God's use of power in the past as a reason to exert it again in the present. So the thought expresses faith in God, along with the understanding that He is always there and active. Think about it. The Trinity is always active. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is always there for us and is always active in our lives. So, therefore, Isaiah voices the cry of the remnant for the Lord to act now as He did in the long ago, as verse 9 says. So, from last week's reading, back in verses 1 and 2, or this week's reading in 1 and 2 as well, God told them to look back and consider their past. God had been with them, and He will always be with them. He will always be with us in every situation that we encounter in our life. And then He promised them a forever future, verses 6 and 8. And if you go back and read verses 6 and 8, He's talking about the salvation forever. And then in verse 8, righteousness forever. So His salvation and His righteousness is forevermore. Now, but what about right now? That's what the Israelites were saying. What about now? And Isaiah was confronting them about that by the Word of God. And we can face this too in our lives today. We know we've been saved from our sins. We know that there's a future in heaven for all of us who are saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, we may wonder if God is aware of our present difficulties, or if He is, why doesn't He do something about them? That might be a lot of people's thinking. That was the thinking of the Israelites, and Isaiah was addressing that. So the remnant continues to voice questions to God here in verse 10. And follow along with me in your Bibles or your apps. Was it not thou who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep? Who made the depths of the sea a pathway for the redeemed to cross over? See, God here has referred frequently to himself as a creator and his display of power in the Exodus when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt. So the remnant asked for him to affirm that he is the same one who opened the Red Sea to deliver his people over safely. See, they seem to ask, and many people may ask today, if you are so powerful, why don't you display your power again in Babylonian captivity? Ask again on behalf of your people. So, we too may wonder why God, who has done so much, so many things for others in the past, does not act in our time of trouble or our difficulty. And let me remind you, it's okay to express in faith, express yourself in faith, our questions concerning God's promises to us. You know, God understands. He knows our thoughts. He knows everything within us, our actions, our conducts. So I want to express this again. Express in faith your questions or our questions concerning God's promises to us. Yet, we should also reaffirm our faith as Isaiah does here in verse 11. See, our God is the same God who made a way in the depths of the sea, as the scripture says here. And he will make a way to for us as well. So the display of his power changes, but his love and care for his covenant people never, ever changes. Follow along with me here in verse 11, which declares God's promises of a joyful deliverance. See, God always delivers his people at the right time when they are ready, when they are ready to listen, and as the scripture says, awake, awake. Listen to what God has to say. So verse 11 says, so the ransom of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion, meaning the old Jerusalem, and everlasting joy will be on their heads. They will attain gladness, and there it is, gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. So one of the greatest or great blessings of prayer is that as we talk to God, we begin to get insight and renewal of faith that God will see us through, that he will make a way. Then there seems to be no way. So it is the great advantage to pour your heart or my heart out before the Lord, because as in this case, the answer is often found to the questions, or grace is given to handle the problems that we face. So first of all, as we see here, a plea for help. Now we see that God gives comfort in verses 12 through 14. So in these verses, in the response to the prophet's prayer, God announces that he will act to redeem. Follow with me in verse 12. God asks his people to examine the cause of their distress. See, we are asked by God to examine our lives, see what is causing problems or distress in our lives. Rather than having that in our life, we are to have joy and excitement because we know who's in control. So, in verse 12, it says, I am he who comforts you. That's God speaking. I am he. I am that I am. I bring you comfort. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies and then the son of man who made like grass? So the reason God is able to comfort his people is because he is unique and incomparable. That's who our God is. And not only did he create the world and bring Israel out of slavery, but he will do the same in our present situation today. He brings encouragement. He brings joy to his faithful people. So let our faith reign. God is ruler over all things. He really is. Now, the thought of verse 13 is that if we live in fear of man or our circumstances here in life, we have forgotten who God is. And that's what verse 13 is saying. That's what Isaiah is saying right here. Follow with me as it says, that you have forgotten your Lord, your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, that you fear continually all day long because of the fury of the oppressor as he makes ready to destroy. But where is the fury of the oppressor? Think about this. Continuing fear shows a lack of faith. So it shows our eyes are on man and circumstances and not on God and his creative power. See, he is the mighty maker of this world. And he made us. He created us in his image. See, he stretched out the endless heavens and hung the earth in space. You think about that, and all the stars and the sun and all the planets and the galaxies that you see, God placed them there. So if God can place those there, and he did, think about taking care of our circumstances and our situation in life as minor as they can be or how great they may be. So, if God, our eternal, is our focus, the fear of anything else loses control over our lives. So nothing controls our destiny except God. Our life in the Maker's mighty hands. We are in the Maker of God's mighty hands. And since the resurrection of Jesus Christ, this promise of God's covenant people gives a greater and clearer and brighter hope for our future. And not only is there earthly hope, think about this. There's always that eternal hope for each one of us. See, God will never forget his faithful people. All right. So, God gives comfort. And there's a plea for help. God gives comfort. And now God responds is in verses 15 and 16. Follow with me with verse 15, which conveys the basis for hope as a power and plans of God. Verse 15 says, "For I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea and its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name." So, think about this. What verse 15 is telling us. Our hope, our fears, our dreams, our failures, our pride, our insufficiency, our oppression, and, may I say, our deliverance should be viewed as perspective of who God is in our life, in and through our lives. And verse 15 says, the seas roar because he has given them power. And we know how powerful the ocean or the seas are, like the mighty winds, like the storms that we see. They're powerful, but nothing is more powerful than God, or otherwise they would have none if it wasn't for our mighty God. So our same God who stirs up the seas will stir up the awesome eternal power to his promises too. Now, having stated the power of his promises, God now declares his word will be the means of his powerful deliverance here in verse 16. And this brings us to the conclusion of our scriptures here. Follow on with me with verse 16. And I have put my words in your mouth. God speaking here. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand to establish the heavens, to find the earth, and to say to Zion, to Jerusalem, you are my people. God is saying that. You are my people. I will take care of you. I will deliver you. I will protect you. I will meet every need that you have. So the way God remakes or achieves his new covenant people and his new creation is by his word. He spoke this world into existence. He speaks everything in the power, and it happens. So through the word, Isaiah is saying, his redeemed people will be protected, and the earth will be remade, and God's covenant will be wonderfully acknowledged and reaffirmed. So how we need to open our hearts, and really hear Jesus speak the words to you today, you are my people. Many people may not be able to say that, and I hope by hearing this message today or hearing God's word, you will be able to say that as well. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that I am one of his because he died for my sins. So God has the power to renew your life, everyone's life, because he died for the world. So in conclusion, the fact that we are in God's hands should be a comfort enough no matter our situation or even who our enemy is. And Israel had a lot of enemies, but God always prevailed for them. See, how unwise it is to fear what this world may do to us, or even in our present circumstances we are facing, when God holds life and in eternity in his hands. The best is yet to come for God's people. See, the people of God will not continue to face opposition in an oppressive way. God's faithful people will walk on his pathway, the pathway of holiness, on their way to his sanctuary, as our scripture saying. The scripture says Zion, but I'm saying our sanctuary, to worship the true Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, holiness, or I'm going to put another word in here, Christ-likeness, will lead to great rewards. Our faithfulness, your faithfulness, will lead to great rewards. Our God, as the scripture says, the great I am, will keep all his promises no matter what stands in our way. That's a promise. And you can claim those promises today if you don't know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. If you do, claim those promises. And the scripture says you will have joy in your life. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you again for this scripture, the message. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is active and real in our lives. And may we experience the joy that Isaiah is talking about. Because if we have been saved from our sins, we have been delivered from the darkness of this world. And therefore, we can live with joy in our life and knowing the comfort that you bring through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, if there's anyone listening that doesn't know you personally as their Lord and Savior, I pray today by just admitting and confessing and repenting of their sins, they can become a child of God. Lord, bless this day. Bless this weekend Memorial Day weekend, and all of those who faithfully served throughout the years past and in our present day as well. Lord, until we meet again, may we be faithful and continue to serve, read your word, and pray daily for your deliverance of sin and your prosperity in our lives through your Son, Jesus Christ. In his precious name we pray. Amen. We would love to hear from you. If you made a decision of any sort, you can contact us by getting on our website, VersalesBaptistChurch.org, Versailles, Indiana, or our Facebook page, Versailles Baptist Church, Indiana. So thank you for listening today to our live recorded service here at the Versailles Baptist Church, Versailles, Indiana. May God bless you, and may you have a glorious Memorial Day weekend and tomorrow as well. Hope to see you again next Sunday at our regular time. God bless.